No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today we have the one and only Rico Nasty here on the podcast. A young lady who's making moves.
Yeah.
Racking up numbers.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You having kind of a rough day, though? You seem like you had a headache earlier, you said?
Yeah, I had a headache. I was in the studio till like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that? Was it fruitful?
I mean, it was fucking amazing. I unlocked a whole new world. And it's fucking lit.
Creatively?
Yeah, creatively. Like a whole nother realm of personalities, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What helped you get in that zone? You can just let it loose. It's No Jumper. It's the coolest podcast in the world. If you were on, like, you know, ecstasy or something, you could just tell us.
I was just high as fuck. High as fuck. That's pretty much it. Just
well, you told me that the fucking bear came to life, so.
Okay, I was on ecstasy.
Okay, were you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing guess on my part then.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not like an everyday thing, though. It's not like a,
well, that's good.
You know, it's just for studio purposes, because I feel like when you're locked in those four walls, it's important to have fun.
Because
it's your job, pretty much, to make good music.
Right.
And it's just like. You go in there, you have a blast. They can hear that. It makes the music fun. It makes them feel that energy.
Yeah. Were you ever big on Gucci during his, like, big era of, like, you know, when he was still super fucked up on drugs? Because, like, when you listen to that stuff, it's so obvious that he's, like, it's like the drugs are speaking through him.
That's actually when I first started listening to Gucci, like.
When he was already in his insanely drugged up state.
Yeah.
So do you have songs that you can listen to and you're like, oh, yeah, I was off something on that one?
No, I don't do like wild shit like that all the time. Like my son is like one. So I feel like, you know, it's always hard to keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. And if that's, you know, what you're doing in your spare time, that should be really hard because they move fast.
Right.
They move fast and shit.
But so, yeah, I heard you in one interview talking about how your son made it so much more of a challenge for you to decide like what was worth doing with your time and what you put your effort and energy into.
Yep.
Was that a huge turning point in your life in terms of getting serious about music and stuff?
Bro, it's just like, this shit is only, you only get one life. Mm-hmm. You only get like one chance to do shit. And it's like your kids, if you want to be able to tell your kids to follow their dreams and shit, like you should be doing that, you know, cause then you'll look like a hypocrite.
Right.
My parents are cool. They're not hypocrites, but then you'll look like a hypocrite.
What was your upbringing like? What kind of relationship did you have with your parents as a kid?
Well, I went to boarding school.
Right.
So I got kicked out of boarding school. And
for smoking weed?
Yes.
I've researched.
I'm a stoner.
Even back then, how old were you?
I was fucking like, what, 13?
And so where were you smoking when you got caught?
I was smoking at the bus stop.
And so what, the cops pulled up or how did
fuck
this work?
Fuck no. It was some like school related shit. Like the girl who I smoked with, it was just childish. She snitched on her.
Everybody body. Snitches in high school, right?
Everybody snitches in high school. But
that's,
you know,
so
what?
Weird.
It's like some lessons other people have to learn in life.
Right. So you got kicked out of the boarding school, but you said that you were from like a poor area and you won like a school, like a lottery program to get into,
like,
the good school, right?
I was lucky.
Right.
But now I'm blessed.
Yeah. So wait, so you get kicked out and then where did you go from there after the boarding school?
Shit, after boarding school, you go to public school. My zone school, which was Flowers High School in Largo.
But how'd you get along there as opposed to in this boarding school environment?
It's fucking lit. Because I was,
You're around all the bad kids again?
Yeah. Exactly. I was around everything I wanted to be around. I wanted to see shit. I wanted to stop being in, like, a bubble.
Right.
And that's pretty much, like, my whole life. Like, I always want to see the shit nobody else want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody else would close their eyes and shit on a certain part of the movie, and I'm the one that's like...
Right,
like,
you want to,
you know,
see the grimy shit?
I want to see it. I want to see it up close and personal. Like, I want to be in the moment. And that school was just creatively, like, fucking me up. Like,
right.
Shit was not lit.
People just weren't on your level, exactly?
Not even that, bro. People was just, like, on some... Oh, weird shit. Like, I can't even explain that shit. It was just a weird experience overall. Like,
well, if you want to be a rapper, it's like you have to be very willing to go outside the box of normal expectations for a person. And if you are that kind of creative person, a lot of times, like, the real strict school environments, they're just trying to strip any, like,
exactly.
creativity out of you.
Everything, like, everything I did was rebellious over there. Like,
right.
You know, you have the uniform policy. Mm-hmm. I never followed that shit.
Really?
I was like getting like strikes. So when I got in trouble for this.
But what would you have to do to break the uniform policy? Bro, like the socks were too high?
There's a shoe color. Yeah, the socks were too high.
It was like that strict?
That fucking strict. Please. Oh my God. I had to wear like this fucking plaid skirt. That shit was like terrible. Like that was not me at all. That was just something my mom was just, she wanted something to be proud of. She wanted, you know, she wanted to be the parent to flex. So I was giving it a shot, but then I was like, Ma, this is not how you flex by making your kid do something they don't want to do.
Were you doing the music thing when you were still at the boarding school, or did that happen once you went to public school?
No, that happened when I went to public school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was writing poetry, like spoken word and shit. Mm-hmm. That was like the closest thing to art they had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking art teacher left. I loved her, though. She taught me how to paint.
Really?
Yeah.
But was there a moment where you like realized that you could be a rapper? Because I think in a lot of ways, like the average girl is going to not really see it as something that they could be accepted doing because there's not that many other women in the media and stuff. It's only a select few in comparison to how many men are rapping, right?
Yeah, for real. It's very intimidating to want to go into that. So when I started off doing poetry, it wasn't like full time at all. Mm-hmm. I was painting for real. And it wasn't until like my 10th grade year in high school, I was like, let's see what I sound like.
Right.
Like, I'm in a room full of niggas. We got the computer. We got beats. Niggas trying to get on songs. They want a girl on a song. They want a girl in a group. Why don't I just do that shit? Like, what is stopping me? Because I care about people, what they going to say. Like, people going to talk shit about me if I work at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
People going to talk shit about me if I'm a doctor in a hospital and went to school for 12 years. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
That's a huge part of, like, getting... Of growing up is just realizing that, you know, people are going to hate you no matter what you do, and that you got to be okay with people having their opinions about you, right?
Yeah, you got to be okay with having haters, because what they really do is motivate you to just be better. Because sometimes people say some hateful ass shit, but what they said makes sense. It's not like, oh my God, why are you saying this? It could be like, you know, damn.
Well, you're at the point now too where you know that if you get like a hating ass Instagram comment, that half the time if you were to respond to that person, they're probably going to be like, oh my God, I love you. You're the best.
That's happened on Twitter.
Yeah, that always happens, right?
Yeah, I was like, you bitch, who the fuck you talking to? She was like, oh my God, she noticed me. I was like, no.
That's what they really want.
I don't like that.
Was there anybody in particular who was like helping you out with rapping in the beginning, like getting you into the mind state of like what it was to make a song? Anybody who taught you the game?
My dad.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was musical from a young age?
Yeah.
What did he have any...
He was a rapper.
He was a rapper?
Mm-hmm. He was a rapper.
How was he?
He was fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah, he went on tour with Jadakiss and like...
What's his name?
What was his name back then? Beware?
Okay.
Or something like that.
Whoa, that's crazy though. He went on tour with Jadakiss. That's pretty official.
My dad's fucking lit.
Really?
My dad is fucking lit.
What kind of dude is he now?
A grandfather.
Oh, really? He's like old as hell? What is he?
No, he's not old as hell. He's like 40-something. But he's cool as shit. Like, he cool. He teaches me a lot. I mean, he notices a lot behind the scenes. Like, he follows me on social media, but he don't ever say nothing. But
right.
He just watches everything, and he's just so proud of me. So if I ever ask him for advice or, like, was this structured the right way?
Really?
He'd be like...
So you're not scared to show him one of your verses and be like, what do you think about this?
No, because I've shown him some, like, dumb shit. And
right.
He's been like, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you heard like his old shit and like listened to him?
We used to listen to it when I was younger.
Really? Mm-hmm. You love it?
I love it. I used to go to the studio with my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he say anything like fucked up that makes you just like, whoa, like that's my dad and he's talking about
fucking a bitch
or violence or something like that?
Violence.
Well, I don't know. That's what a lot of people rap about, right?
I mean,
well, was there anything that took you aback in his lyrics?
I mean, the only thing that would take me back is definitely my dad talking about sex. Because it's like, bruh, right. What the fuck, boy? boy, am I the cooking shit? Boy, fuck out of here. Like, what the fuck? Nobody wants to hear that.
Imagine you're like Ludacris's kid and there's like these internationally famous. Yeah. And it's just vivid descriptions of like all crazy sex stuff.
Nasty
and,
shit.
Yeah. God, I'm so thankful that I've never seen my parents have sex. I can't imagine anything worse. Like kids would just walk in on that.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
I don't.
I just soured the mood with that image. Wait, are your parents still together?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. What age did they get divorced at?
When I was like 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so was that rough in any way or you just took it on the chin?
I had two Christmases. Like, and motherfuckers love to complain. You know, you take what you're given. Thank you very much. I remember. I got two phones one Christmas because my parents were like competing against
each other. That's what I was going to say. Did you put them head to head against each other?
Not head to head. They would do it themselves.
Right.
And I would just watch.
Oh, that's amazing. Did they have other kids in the mix here, or were you like the only child?
I'm the only child.
Really?
I'm the only sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why you have so much self-belief and why you're able to be a rapper? Is because you really believe that you are the chosen one? That's what you need as a rapper, right?
I'm the chosen sperm. I made it out.
You're the egg. The egg and the sperm that joined together. You're the lucky one.
They both had to be cooperative.
Think about that. There were millions of you swimming towards that egg.
And they were just like, I'm a doctor. And I was like, no, I'm a rapper,
you're
bitch.
You're shoving past
Get
every single
fuck
one of
out
them.
Of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay.
What a race that must have been. All of us, really. We all won this crazy lottery. Isn't that amazing? This is really deep stuff. And I'm not even smoking.
We're talking about this travel of sperm.
It's true.
Awkward.
You're the winner. You won.
How old are you?
33. How old are you?
I am 20.
20. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I? Okay, you want to know what tripped me out? This is how I found out about you, is that my homie Black Dave from New York, who's a skateboarder and a rapper, he's dope, you should check him out. He was like, we were talking about girl rappers. He said, you know about Rico Nasty yet? I said, no. He went and showed me some of your videos. I was like, all right, this is hot. And then I saw Q the Fool in the video.
Fuck
and
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's a small world, because I had just gotten off tour with Lil Pump. And Lil Pump, like, low key, his favorite rapper is Q the Fool. He's singing his lyrics all the time. I was like, hey, it's a small world. Look at this.
Yeah, beautiful, my nigga. That's my fucking man.
Is he one of the early dudes who like got you into rapping?
He was like a friend from school, and we just always kept in touch, for real. Like, we always kept in touch. I mean, he was in and out of jail. I was in and out of, like, weird shit. I don't know. Like, halfway wanting to talk to people, halfway not wanting to talk to people. But he was just always there, like, playing his role. And then I hit him up about the video. I was like, bro, I got bitches coming to the house.
You're right. He's the only guy in the video.
It's tacos. No, it was other niggas there, but they was also like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They ain't want to really be in the video because it's just a girly video.
Are they those are the guys who brought the machine guns for the video? The guys who weren't on camera?
That was my gun.
Really? Yeah. So you have like an arsenal at home? Is this snitching? I'm sorry if it is.
Snitching.
Okay.
Say your name.
Okay.
I don't use it for no wild shit. It's just protection.
That's just normal where you're from?
I wouldn't say it's normal, but I am a female living with a baby.
So. Right. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of guns in some
right,
of these videos.
Right. Some motherfuckers think shit be sweet. Like, you see a girl coming home every day. She got a nice car. Always got shit, you know, going in and out of the house. Bruh, that's a lick. Like, I'm not no lick. Like, right. You're not about to do none of that shit. Like, come in and get your issue.
That's cool to know that you're, like, proactive about that, because I feel like we hear so much stuff about, you know, women
honestly
being the victims of assault and stuff, but it's cool that you're, like, protecting yourself.
It's not even protecting myself. It's, like, my son, like, you know, it's not like I would ever have the gun, like, out, you know, in, you know, visible sight or nothing like that. That's not even in the same room as him, actually. So it's just, you just...
But for the video, too, you know, it helps.
For the video, it was fucking like, you want that extra damn, you know? That just grabs their attention. I never use no other guns in my videos after that.
Q the Fool is like kind of like Black Youngsta in that they dance very well with guns.
He is not like Black Youngsta.
But they're always dancing with guns. I like that.
And
I appreciate
money.
It.
Guns and money.
Guns and money. So do you appreciate the money phone? Or like Jay-Z took aim at that and said that it's whack, and a lot of people seem to really disagree. How do you feel?
Jay-Z can say whatever he wants. I am sorry that I've been putting my money up to my ear, Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I will not do it again.
Well, you're new to the world of probably having a bunch of money, right? So it's like, you know, you're still excited about it. Jay-Z's had all this money for 20 years.
But, I mean, it's not like what he's saying. It's far off. Like... You worship money. That's what you worship. That's what you do this for. Like, this is not what that's about.
Mm-hmm. Is that a concern for you, that in your career, in your pursuit of fame and riches, that you might become too obsessed with the financial side of things?
No. I mean, and I understand the reality of shit, and I understand the reality of, like, waking up and everything that you love is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything that you wake up looking forward to is taken away from you. Like, whether that be money or a person or a dog or a job or, like, a friend, anything, like, should be taken from you at any moment. So investing too much emotion into one thing that's not even like a spiritual thing, something like a bond that you have with yourself, like it's something that you have with an object. That shit is not healthy, like for anybody. That's like a phone, you know what I'm saying? Like you on your phone through a whole concert and this nigga is like doing wild shit and you paid to see that and you're not paying attention to that shit.
And you wonder like, what are these people doing with that video? Like you could go on YouTube, there's 800 other motherfuckers filming this. You could go watch somebody else's version. Why don't you just like be in the moment and enjoy it, right?
People want to have their phones out. It looks cooler.
Yeah. I mean, it does look cool when you look out there and there's all these lights shining back at you. It but does. Yeah, that is kind of nice.
It's just kind of like clapping.
So right. Like, it's like the new form of clapping, right?
Yeah. Or like putting your lighters up. It's yeah. just the new form of like, we hear you.
Yeah. That's very true. So you grew up in a very poor environment. You call it the trenches a lot. It makes it poor. Sound very, very intimidating. The trenches.
I was poor.
I'm just interested in the term the trenches because you make it sound really bad.
Nah, it was really bad.
Really?
I was broke as shit, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you. I was broke as shit. But I've always like found my own ways to make money and have money and just, you know, I used to sell artwork and.
Damn, you came prepared.
Hell yeah.
She's got a dude rolling up for her, just for the record. That's pretty cool.
That's my boyfriend.
Oh, okay, cool.
Slash manager, slash everything.
I see, I wanted to ask about that too. I wasn't sure if that was your boyfriend, but I know that your boyfriend is your manager. So
yes, he is.
How is he the one who like really encouraged you to get into rapping, or did this happen later?
Honestly, he got a computer and he wanted to be an engineer for his friends, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, bro, you need to record me. And I just on the mic, and then he just coached me. I mean, that's really what he does, like the executive producer of everything.
Right.
Because he, 9 times out of 10, will pick the beat or, you know what I'm saying, just be the one right next to the booth. Like, you got to rap it like this. You got to rap it like this. You flow it like this. Change this. You know what I'm saying? Like, giving me that constructive criticism, making me think harder, making me say that out-of-the-box shit. Like that bar is cool, but... You gotta go harder. You a girl, like you like
really?
you can't get away with that anymore. Like
that's the attitude, that you have to go way harder than anybody normally would.
Definitely, you gotta say the shit that bitches gonna hear and be like, "Damn it, fuck! I should have said that."
Because
you
think people are sort of predisposed to not like girl rappers, and that you have to really kill it in order to make them pay attention.
Bro, Nicki Minaj, what? It's not him. He's not smoking.
No, he's an inanimate bear. Despite what she said on Ecstasy, he can't move on his own, I don't think.
Or can he?
Although I fully embrace the possibility there. And you got two different pairs of Gucci glasses here for it.
Yeah.
You could switch them out on him.
Yeah, because, I mean, he likes Gucci. And I like Gucci, too. So, I mean, I just been fucking with him. Like, ever since he came in the mail, I was like, wow, you're actually cute in person. And I just love him. Like, he's been my friend for a while now.
The bear.
It's a purse.
It's crazy how we went straight from your boyfriend into the bear. I almost didn't even notice that we were talking about the bear.
Good spin. Let me stop.
That's dope, though, to know that your boyfriend's the one, like, sort of helping you out in this game, though. I feel like a lot of people kind of need that. But you think it was weird for him to go from just being your boyfriend to being also a guy who's essentially, like, coaching you and guiding you into your new career?
I mean... You just got to be okay with somebody telling you that you're doing something wrong. Like, like you can't be off some sensitive shit. Like, you can't be off some, oh, my God, I don't want to do that. Or I don't want to. You got to be down to hear what somebody else hears. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't always hear what you want to hear. And even if it's your music, like, other people got to hear that shit, bro. Like, don't make that shit trash. Like, it's other people who want to enjoy it, not just because they're a fan of how you look or your swag. Like
to be a rapper, you have to basically have a huge ego, but then you also have to be able to take a step back and let other people in to be able to guide you in the right direction creatively or PR-wise or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, you just always got to be humble.
Yeah. Wait, so, okay. You got expelled in high school for smoking weed. How were you smoking at the time? Was it a joint then? Was it a bowl?
It was
like
a backwood.
A backwood? Even back then? Wow, you're a fucking OG. Smoking a backwood in school is extra crazy because it really stinks and the smoke is so thick. You can see it from a fucking mile away.
Bruh. The bitch came outside. She was like, are y'all smoking? I was like, what? I got on the bus like... Huh? what the fuck is she talking about, guys?
Right.
Like, I wasn't high though.
It didn't work or what?
Mm-mm. That was the first time I ever smoked, so I wasn't high.
Your first time ever smoking was a backwood at the bus stop when you were in 10th grade.
Bro, you just made me sound like a wild ass bitch. Wild ass bitch right there. That's a wild ass bitch. I wish the fuck my daughter would.
I think it's fire. Yeah. That's dope. That's like the coolest shit I ever heard.
Yeah. It was even cooler when I got home and my mom beat the shit out of me.
Did she really?
Fuck yes.
Oh, man. That's
she was like, she what? So like, I could hear it on the phone.
Right.
I think she was like more mad about that than when she heard I was pregnant.
Really?
I think that shit was just like, what? Like, I, like, what? Like,
I that's really so crazy that just smoking weed one time could get you kicked out of school permanently. Like, what the fuck?
The choices you make matter.
That's true.
You know, you can do all this wild, fun shit and mm-hmm. all these crazy ass drugs. Like, bro, that shit gonna catch up to you. Not now, but in like 20 years, when all this shit is like, bleh. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You can feel that shit. You can feel those fucking rock and roll nights when you fucking didn't sleep for weeks and shit. Like, you feel that. I don't wanna feel that. Like, when I'm done doing what I have to do, I wanna enjoy my child and. Mm. I just want to live, bro, because, like, so many people not living and so many people that are just here.
Right.
Like, fucking in a fog, in a whole cloud. Like, they're not even physically aware of what's going on, aware of the impact they have on people. So.
Did you go through periods in your life where you were doing mad drugs and you were totally just lost, not doing shit?
Yeah. But I feel like everybody has, and that's how you get to the side that I'm on when you realize, like, you don't need that shit,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need whoever the fuck you was hanging around who was letting you be off that shit. Because, like, bruh, you could, I swear to God, you could do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, you, like, seem very motivated now. Yeah, it's like, it's hard to imagine you being in that state of mind of, like, not really doing, going crazy, working.
I mean,
you got so many videos, so much music out.
Yeah. Well, it's not that much music.
I don't know. I was on Apple Music today. I love your music. I actually think it's fucking great.
Thank you.
I'm a big believer. I was trying to figure out who the fuck you're talking shit about on this Poppin' song, though, that was like at the top of the Apple Music thing. I feel like you've been embroiled in quite a bit of beef, but I just like don't really understand the history of all the shit that has gone on in the new age 2017 up-and-coming girl rapper scene that I've kind of become interested in.
Mm. Poppin' wasn't directed at anybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Poppin' was just
about any bitch who wants smoke.
Exactly. People always want to title shit for a certain person. Like, mm-hmm. fake energy don't move me. Like,
right.
Or no, like on some real shit. Like, you fake mad or whatever. Like, what the fuck, bitch? If you don't go get you some money, ho, like, you sitting around like, what's the next thing I could do to blow her? Like, I'm smoking gas. I'm all Cali. I'm fucking natural hair, bitch. Like, fucking no makeup, bitch. I'm flat tummy feeling shit. Like, I'm lit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like,
all facts.
Bitch, you look like a dusty little fucking... Just do look dusty.
Okay, see, I'm not 100% who you're talking about. But do you feel like it's a problem that, like, okay, female rappers are in a huge minority in the rap scene and the underground scene, but then it seems like there's almost like a disproportionate amount of beef between them? Or is it just the nature of how it is? Is it these people in particular? Is it the media just loving to hype it up?
I think it would be beautiful if we could, like, all get along.
Right.
Ha, no, like, shit. Somebody has to be the best. Like,
right.
Let's be real now. Mm-hmm. Like, there can be, like, two.
Right.
There can be two.
See, that's what rap has to accept, because for so long it was like Nicki's number one, everybody else is like a million miles away from her, and now all of a sudden it's like there's a big scramble, because it's like all of a sudden there's a lot of chicks coming from the top, don't you think?
Coming for the top?
Or just coming for to be on the scene.
Working.
Yeah.
Bitches just working, because, like, we see it and y'all don't see it because y'all are, like, men.
Mm-hmm.
But niggas be blowing up overnight. Like, mm-hmm. niggas be blowing up off motherfucking nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Off of, like,
a nothing. Good beat, having a cool good voice. Beat
and, like, doing hard drugs and saying what they fucking want. Real, that's like, real shit. Bitches, you're not gonna blow up off of, like, mm-hmm. being drugged out off of Xan in a video, like, tatted up, you look burnt out, and you're like, yeah.
Right.
Like, bitch, you are not going nowhere.
Yeah.
But the bitches who are really working, like,
You feel lyrical standard is higher? Like they, like people just don't want to hear girls mumble rapping, but then for some reason they seem totally okay with hearing dudes do that?
Bro, they want to hear the girls.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know it yet. Because they never heard anybody who was like kind of made for the boys, I guess. Because mm-hmm. I'm a tomboy. So I feel like my music was never made for one gender. I just made a song that was targeted towards one gender, and it was the Take K remix.
Okay.
Fairly Little Take
K. Yeah, you're extra gangster on that one.
It's called Be My Face. It was just about makeup, and it was targeted at girls. I have no other songs like that. Hey Arnold, niggas can bounce to that. Mm. iCarly, niggas can bounce to that. Bitches can bounce to that. And that's the same with all my music. Like, I'm talking about Dennis Rodman. I'm talking about wigs. Like, it's always that. Two levels of shit so both people can listen to it. Like, you can listen to this shit with your bitch. You don't gotta worry about her putting on a female rapper and all you hearing is, you gonna eat this pussy, nigga. Like, bruh,
do you try not to do that? Like, the overtly sexual shit?
I do, because I like playing my music for my kid.
Right.
And just like how I felt listening to my father talk about that shit, I don't want him hearing, I'm his mom.
Right.
You know?
And it's weird though, because it's like you could all listen to fucking Tay K saying "Where I nut shorty face" and it just doesn't even occur to you. But then for some reason there's something about hearing a girl say that that just seems different to people, don't you think?
There's nothing wrong with a girl saying it. It's just more shocking.
Right.
Because niggas always talk about nutting on a bitch face.
Like, right.
I'm sure half the bitches listen to the song have been nutted on. Like,
Nicki used to rap about getting her ass eaten before she fucking blew up.
Bruh, people talk about what the fuck they want. If it go with the flow, if you feeling that shit, you gonna say that shit. So I'm not saying I would never say some off the wall shit, but right now I have no reason to say that. Like, I'm not even like I'm not even doing that type of shit right now.
Right. Well, does your boyfriend / manager ever like hear you say something and he feels like it's a little too ratchet that he wants to like rein you in a little bit? Or is that not the kind of conversation you have?
I don't know. Do I be saying ratchet shit?
No. He said no. He said no. He like thought about it for like a full second and then he said no.
That was the lie face. So I guess I be saying ratchet shit. I probably do be saying ratchet shit. I don't care.
Well, it's probably being a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Fuck it.
So what was the first like moment when your buzz online or whatever really started to build? Like, was there one song in particular that started to take off?
Hey Arnold.
That was the one.
Yeah, I mean, it was getting its own attention in my area, Atlanta, for real. It was like a wave of iCarly, Hey Arnold. It was top two. iCarly was just moving so fast, though, and we didn't know what to do with it. Like, we didn't know if we would, like, 2 days after that shit, Q got locked up. So we didn't know if we would, like, gonna remix it with him or remix Hey Arnold with somebody, remix Hey Arnold with somebody local, like, what the fuck is we gonna do? And then Yachty heard the joint, he was like, I'm fucking with this. And I was like, you know, you should remix it on some low-key shit. And I didn't think he was gonna be serious, but then, like, 3 days later, he was like, hey, I got it. And I was like,
did you already know him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Just on some friendship, you just met him around?
I mean, I have been to, like, two of his shows, and we had talked, like,
Yachty is a champion of the underground. Like, he's doing all this mainstream shit now, but he really has done so many songs with people that were, like, on the way up, and he doesn't necessarily get the credit for it.
He really doesn't, but he sees talent. He really does see talent in a lot of people. That nigga's smart as shit, man. Mm. That nigga's smart as shit. And it's crazy because you see the red hair, and you're just like, he's a mumble rapper, all that shit. I'm like,
he a rug rat.
This nigga smart as fuck. Y'all asleep. Y'all are sleeping right now. Like, y'all are missing it. It's a whole wave of, like, different shit underground that nobody even got to see. And he saw that shit, and he was into that shit. And it's like, everything's coming to life. Everybody's coming out and becoming their own person. And it's like, it's beautiful for him.
This is kind of jumping ahead, but, like, how did you and him end up working together for the Fast and the Furious soundtrack? Because that's pretty crazy. Probably a million people heard you for the first time on that shit.
Bro, I don't even know how that happened. Someone just was, like, in my email. And I was just like,
what? You think he chose you? That he was like, she's the
literally
one for this song?
Honestly, let me tell you what happened. I was in the studio. My manager was like, we got a song. You could throw something on it. Yachty's on it. And what else did you say? He said, don't curse. And I was like, what the fuck? All right, listen to the jump. I did one verse. He's like, make it about like a car. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yadi said that?
No, my manager. Yadi didn't even know until it came out. I didn't even know that they used the shit.
Right.
And then it came out, and I texted him. I said, we're on the soundtrack. He said, what song am I? I said, bitch, go look. He was like, oh, my God.
Damn, he's too busy if he don't even know what song
I'm pretty sure he just was late because I knew, like, two seconds after they, like, tagged me. I was like, right. What the fuck?
But that's probably a crazy bag for you, too, right?
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
It's like a huge movie, huge soundtrack. You're probably going to be getting checks for that for the rest of your life, I would think. I don't know how it works these days. You don't sound totally satisfied with it.
Man, it's not even like about the money. I did make a nice amount of money.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I made a good chunk of money from that. But yeah, I'm probably still going to keep making money. But that's besides the point. The point is I'm on fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
All my cousins love that movie.
Right.
And like, it's fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. When you go places, I went to the supermarket like 12 times back to back just to be like, hey, are you going to see Fast and Furious? I was so fucking geeked. I came
really?
In with like different wigs and shit.
That's
like,
amazing.
Are you going?
I love the fact that you are so open about wig culture.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of girls don't talk about it.
Bitches be ashamed.
They just want you to think that they're really dyeing their hair once
it's
a week.
Because they be bald head. They be having hair like you.
Yeah.
Underneath the wig. Damn, you have.
Yeah, I should get a wig.
No.
But you have a good head of hair, and then you just also embrace the wig.
You know, baby hairs laid, you feel me?
That looks cool. Yeah, I never even knew about that, but my girl has crazy baby hairs, and she's always talking about it and stressing out over them, so now I know about that.
They are very stressful.
Are they really?
Yeah, because they pretty much go wherever they want midday.
Right. And so do you feel like that makes you look really ratchet if they're just poking up?
On a wig, yeah, but my natural hair, no. My natural hair is just like, you know. It'll right. lay wherever it fucking wants. But with a wig, yes, your edges have to be very laid. You have to take care of that.
Cause you ever get your wig snatched?
You're a funny guy.
Because you're the one who said that it's like in your chain snatched. I love that. I'm like, wow, that's so true.
Oh, yes, because wigs are expensive. Yeah. Not even expensive. It's bad for the brand, you know? Cause
right. Oh, super bad.
Let me be real. Like, 10 times out of 10, I don't pay for my hair.
Really?
You know, it's sent to me. I'm in a partnership with whoever is doing my hair as far as, like, promotion.
Wow, and okay.
Constant promotion, tagging them in every picture, constantly getting the business.
Wow.
And it's just like.
That's a hustle right
they,
there.
Yeah, they fuck with me. So they send me different hair to promote, different colors. They'd be like, what you gonna dye your hair this time? And.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, like, that is my hustle. So if I get my wig snatched, whoever I'm working with, whoever sent me that, that's disrespectful, bitch. Like, you wasn't protecting the package?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was you doing? Like, bitch.
The brand drops you?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're making us look
yeah.
bad?
It's like getting dropped from a label for, like, being caught somewhere running around yeah. naked. It's like, this has to stop.
It's like you're getting kicked out of
or
a gang because you ran.
It's yeah.
like that, yeah.
Or you told.
Or so I heard.
Man, look, shit be crazy as fuck. And
Are you starting to feel like you're getting enough attention that you need to be careful how you move around, like in terms of going out in public, going to the club, stuff like that? Do you feel like you're the target of too much attention or negative attention now?
Not even negative attention, because I'm not a negative person. Like, I'm not going to go in the club like, ew, bitch, don't touch me. Like, I'm not going to be in there wilding out. I be giving people free fucking champagne, Ace of Spades, like, glow bottle drop. I was there, like, pouring. Fucking
that's your thing, right? You got a song about gold bottles too, right?
Yeah, I was pouring them in my fans' mouth. I fuck with them, and they know I fuck with them. They know I never be like trying to boost and like really tee up on somebody. Like, I'm not like that at all. But you know what I'm saying? If a bitch want to tee up on me, like, I got niggas. I'm not like my boyfriend good. We all good. We always gonna be good. Like,
right?
It ain't about nothing. Like, I'm with that shit. Like.
You ever have a fan go over the line in terms of, like, showing love, but then you were just like, man, this is creepy or weird?
This one nigga was like, yeah, let's take a picture. I was like, all right, bet. And then he went to try and pick me up, bro.
Oh, God.
I had on a skirt, all that. I said, bro, put me down, the fuck?
Wow, that's extra.
I was like, bro, you better get the fuck out.
That's super creepy.
Super creepy.
Yeah.
Super creepy. He just went for it. I was like, what the fuck? Put me down, nigga. Like, boy, I'm not no motherfucking, what, I look like a ferret?
Yeah, girls with tattoos always have that problem too, that people just walk up to them and start touching their tattoos, right?
Yeah, especially this one. It's myself.
What's that? Oh, Sugar Trap. Mm-hmm. That's tight.
Because I made that.
What?
Sugar Trap.
That's, you created that slogan?
I made that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to be, who is that? That was like a cartoon of.
That's me.
It doesn't look
that. Well, I don't have on that hair. Wig. Yeah, you're right. I don't have on that wig.
It looks Asian. I'm going to be honest. Like an Asian cartoon character.
Why did you say that?
Is that okay? I'm sorry.
It's on my skin forever.
I like it. Sugar Trap. What's on the other arm?
I'm not Asian.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that bad? I'm just saying the eyes are very... Okay.
She's high.
I'm gonna stop this and it's tracks.
She's high. And this is Virgin Mary.
Wow, that's tight. Are you religious?
No. I believe in God, though. Mm-hmm. I believe that there is a God and that everything is in a cycle. Everything happens and things are born, things are taken.
What do you think happens when you die?
You go to heaven.
Everybody or just you?
It depends on how you live in.
Okay.
Y'all know the sins.
I think you're on your way. I could see you making it to heaven.
Really?
Personally.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's fucking, I see you there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hope it's like no time. So I hope we don't like, nothing happens. Like.
Yeah.
That would be, oh my God.
What, if I was in hell or something? Oh, if we die soon.
Yes. What? You wouldn't go to hell.
You don't think?
Just because you have tattoos.
Man, I said a lot of bad things about God over the years, but yeah,
you
I guess
have?
You're right. Yeah. I'm kind of disrespectful in that way.
God's very forgiving.
You think?
And I feel like in those last moments.
You think I'll just give up?
Sorry.
There? as the bullet enters my skull, I'm so sorry.
You know who you're.
If you had 24 hours to live right now.
25 hours. Like,
25 for some reason, an extra hour tacked on. What would you do in those 25 hours?
Bruh. What do you mean?
Like, you just got to make the most of it. You just know you're going to die in 25 hours for some reason.
Okay.
What are you doing? You're going to the Gucci store, obviously, okay, right?
Okay. No.
More sunglasses.
No, it's not about material things. It's not about material things. First of all, what I'm going to do is, okay, let's really think about this. We got to be strategic.
This is important. I should ask this on every interview.
This is very important. Everybody listen to this. If you got 24 hours before you die, first thing you got to do is get some Alfredo because, like,
carbs don't matter.
It's like nothing matters. So just fill yourself up with noodles, any type of noodle that you haven't been able to eat.
Do you avoid noodles on the day-to-day?
No.
Okay.
I just love noodles. So this is my last day on earth plan. I'm going to eat a lot of noodles, and then I'm going to go to a field of sunflowers and lay there.
Wow.
And
soak in the sun.
Yep. And then, like, wait for a bug to crawl on me. And then I'm like, yep, time to go.
And then you're going to be like,
I'm one with nature. And then I'm walking on, like, this road. And then it's a crossroad. And then right when I step on the crossroad, that's when I die. That's how I would spend that day. That's, whoa, right? I don't know.
So as I understand it, you spent most of the day laying in a field until a bug walked on you.
Yeah, but ironically, if you haven't seen Poppin', bugs don't fuck with me. They don't bother me. They fly, like, away from me. Is that weird?
Really?
That's very weird.
I'm of the opinion that bugs are like one of the worst things on earth. Like when anywhere you go that they have too many mosquitoes, God, you could just never go to that place,
first,
in my opinion.
The first scene in Poppin', it was like a bug flying around me, but it knew better than to touch me. Like,
right.
You know, so.
That's how you are in these streets. People know better than come at you like that.
If the animals know, that's like I feel like that's a bad, that's a dark sign. That's like animals don't fuck with you, but dogs fuck with me.
Really?
Cats don't.
I love cats. You haven't seen my cat in here?
Where is it?
I don't know exactly where he is, but
it probably hid from me.
I did an interview yesterday. He jumped up on the table and walked right up to the guest and just started biting at him and fucking with him. And he never normally does that, but he just had straight static with this one dude.
What kind of cat is it?
Big, fat, white, 14-year-old cat from Brooklyn.
He sounds like he has a lot of character.
He was homeless for like 3 years, so I feel like he got a lot of bad habits during that time. That's why he's not so sociable.
You picked him off the street?
I got him from an animal shelter, but he had been homeless for a long time before that.
Damn, so it's like, does he have an accent?
Yeah.
You know your dog has an accent. I mean, your cat has an accent.
Yeah, he has an accent.
What, is it like a New York accent?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a blood, too.
What?
Yeah, he's from the same block that Cardi B's from, actually.
Get the fuck out of here. That nigga go whore.
He says dead ass all the time and he wears Tim's. When I look at him, I picture Joe Budden. Yankee fitted down low, all that shit.
The Joe Kitty.
I like it.
Bruh, the same block as Cardi B.
I feel like we just did acid together. Like we just went down a really weird lane like with that conversation.
Nobody knows what we're gonna be talking about.
Nobody's gonna you be able to expect be this. Here. Mm. Hey, so do you have like an army of girl fans at this point? Like just you have all these chicks that you're just inspiring to live a better life?
I do. And you'll hear that on the intro of Sugar Trap too.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Lundy. That was a friend of mine. She inspired me to like make us make an army within myself.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. She was just, I didn't even know her that close, but she sent me a song right before she passed. And that song was so beautiful. And I loved the way she said my name. So I just tapped into like a whole nother character. You know how there's Taco Bella and there's Rico Nasty. Mm-hmm. And then there's Trap Levine.
So those are the big three?
Those are the big three, but Trap Levine is just now making his appearance on Sugar Trap 2.
Okay.
He is a he. No, it's a girl.
Okay.
It's actually a girl. But
you speak from a different perspective or what?
Not even speaking from a different perspective. It's a different energy. It's a different addition to the music.
Right.
So Taco Bell is the one who's like, you know, singing and shit, and she's the sing-songy. And Rico Nasty is the one spitting those hard bars.
Right.
And Trap Levine is the one egging them on, both of them. She's the hype man. She's the fucking go get that bitch.
Right.
She's slightly what you heard on Poppin', but
the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah, but she's evolved into something like crazy. I don't know if I sound crazy right now. I really don't give a fuck, but you know, when you find a new character within yourself who still shows traits of you, and it's like you can add that into your brand, into your music, like you can make it sound like it's a bunch of different children or a bunch of different people on one song, and it's you. That shit is crazy. That sounds like, I don't know, man. That shit's crazy. And that's what we got coming in store for Sugar Trap too. That's going to be fucking lit. I'm just trying to pick the songs that I want on there. Like, I have so many different songs. I have so many different, like, shit to choose from. So, that shit's going to be turned.
So, Taco Bella, though, like, what does she order at Taco Bell?
Everything. I've eaten everything.
The whole menu.
I've eaten everything on the menu. Really? Not at once, but I have.
So, you're not ashamed to say that you love Taco Bell?
I'm not ashamed.
That's cool.
People be trying to bash Taco Bell, be like, they got fake meat, like, your bitch got fake titties.
No surgery?
Your bitch got fake nails.
You never had surgery?
No. I'm little as fuck. What the?
My girl got fake tits.
And she's little like me?
I think she's shorter than you. She's Armenian. I can't look at your boobs in the middle of this interview. I'm going to get in trouble. Sorry. I'm not making any kind of statement about this. I was just asking. Are you open to that? Is surgery a no-no? Are you not that kind of rapper?
Bro, surgery, if you can afford it, go ahead and do that shit. Like, if you're tired of looking at something that bothers you every day, like if it really bothers you that much that you're going to spend that bag to change it, bruh, I'm happy for you. And I hope that they do it right. And I'm genuinely saying that. Like, I hope they do it right. I hope it's not hard to heal because you always hear about those stories and shit. I just, I feel like people have really deep insecurities, and it don't even come from them. It comes from family or just shit that's happened to them in their life. Why do they have to carry that with them? Like, because somebody said something, because someone made a comment that was so irrelevant and made you feel like you needed to change everything, like, or even your ass or even your titties. Like.
It's hard to judge that line where, to some extent, you kind of feel bad for people when you see them, like, doing the surgery thing, because it's kind of like, why can't you be just happy the way you are? But then at the same time, it's like, why shouldn't people have the freedom to do whatever they want with how they look?
I'm aware of the process, you know, of the healing process.
The pain, yeah, geez, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, and it's just like, for all that, if I feel like I look funny somewhere or I have something on my skin that I don't want, or I don't like my nipples, say you don't like your nipples, what you have all over your body, tattoos, That's what that's you want to add personality. You get a tattoo, get a funky, like a tight ass tattoo on your titty. Embrace that shit. Don't get them enlarged. Don't get them bigger, because your daughter's going to be guh.
I've always said that girls getting fake boobs is like equivalent to guys getting like sleeve tattoos, because it costs like probably about the same. It hurts really bad. I have no idea, but I bet if you were to get both of your arms tattooed in full with all color and stuff, you'd probably spend like around 10 grand, yeah. 8 grand. That's probably how much fake boobs cost too. I don't know. That's just my theory.
Very accurate.
So let me ask you this. How do you have any thoughts about the balancing of like being a woman, being attractive, you know, taking sexy photos for promo and stuff like that, and also being taken seriously as a rapper? Is there any kind of balance there? Because you could easily over-sexualize yourself, right?
You easily can. And most women can't help that they're sexy. Me, on the other hand, I'm very awkward.
You feel that way?
I don't see myself as like a sexy figure. Like, I don't feel like people watch my shit and they're like, damn, this bitch sexy as fuck. I feel like they're just like,
I disagree. When you got the lit, when like, you got the AR,
really?
Iconic.
My face was so chubby in that video. I was hella young.
Aw.
Hella young. So, I don't know. I don't like to put my shit out thinking, yeah, niggas gonna beat their dick to this.
Like, that's a whole different level.
Yeah, like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, wet napkins on this video. I don't care. Like, if you're with that, I don't know. Like, don't stop doing that. But, like, if you're not with that and you watch my videos and you just get lit, that's what I meant it for. Like, you know. But I do want to become more sexy, not too sexy, but you know, I don't want to get too wrapped up in being a tomboy or being looked at as a tomboy.
I think you could very easily play both sides of the fence.
Yeah, and that's really who I've been my whole life. Like, I could be this girl one day and then I could be this girl the next day. Like, I could be feeling you one day and then I don't fuck with you the next day. Like, I just.
But you got the song Gay that is basically about how girls just turn gay for you. Is that your experience? I think Leilani's going through that. She already turned gay, but she's looking at you like a snack right now. I don't know.
Thank you. You're very cute too. Gay, being gay.
But you say that you're actively turning girls gay, which is, that's a whole new level.
I've had bitches like do wild shit at the shows. So it's just like, these bitches be going gay, like they be wilding out, like they be like, you know, you go to the clubs, they bending over, they like letting you do whatever. Me and my niggas was just in the club. I had got back from LA from shooting Poppin'. That night, my manager missed the flight. His ass was stuck in Arizona, and I went to the club. We was like 6 deep. Everybody was bigger than me. Everybody was like your height, big as fuck.
You travel with the goons, huh?
I don't want to call them niggas goons, man. Them niggas don't play though. Like, they was on go. I walked up in the club, looked like I was in a motherfucking boxing ring. Like,
that's tight. That's a good look.
We was listening to Meek Mill too, so I was like, bruh, if anything go down, like, bro, I'm gonna beat a bitch ass to Meek Mill.
That's your like fight soundtrack.
Fuck what?
Okay, hey, I'm open to it.
Hell
sure.
Yeah.
What song? That Dreams and Nightmares intro. I thought I was finished. You walking up in the club like that.
Yes, bitch. That's exactly how I walk up in the motherfucking club. With my motherfucking Gucci shades. Yeah. That's how I'm walking in the club.
I'm walking up in there playing like Chief Keef and Ball Out and shit. Okay, yeah. I want that as my entrance music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or Poppin'. But they didn't have that music. They didn't even know. They thought everybody was like, this bitch ain't coming. I was like, yeah. Yes, I am. Like, I'm just a little late.
Do you feel like your fan base is like mostly men or mostly girls? Or how? What's the breakdown?
It'd be both. It'd be both. My statistics are like 60% male, 50%.
That's really good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's like most stuff online, I feel like it tends to be majority male because men just, I think, watch more fucking YouTube videos and shit.
I mean, they're the ones on, you know, Xbox and all that shit. Girls are on Netflix and watching makeup tutorials. And if your favorite makeup artist plays some shit, you're going to go hear it. Like, She's Lulu, play Poppin'. And I love her makeup. Like, I love her tutorials. And I was like, yo, that should go crazy. And then Beat My Face came out, and it was other makeup artists, other women coming out like, bruh, fuck with this. And I feel like that did a lot because in these Twitter beefs, like, don't get me wrong, people be coming for your neck, but the niggas not gonna go for you the way the bitches go for you. Bitches be gone. Like, they be like, oh, fuck no, you is not about to come for Rico Nasty, mm-hmm. bitch. I will beat the shit out of you. Like, they be gone.
If you want an army on your side, you want get army, a girl fan base.
Get a girl fan base. If, but
the beehive.
But these niggas be with the shits too, though. Like, don't get the shit fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I remember some wild ass shit. I was leaving my mixtape release party. I pulled up to the joint. Police officer came up to the car talking about something like wild shit. Like, I'm about to give you a ticket. I'm like,
a ticket for what?
For being just like out front of the club. I was smoking, but my J was out. And then he was just like, my tag's not in the front of the car. So he was just like, oh, fuck no. Like, yeah, get out the car. All this dumb shit. And a male fan got in front of him. Almost got hit by the car and we just sped off. We like ran off like, boy, you're not about to give me a ticket in front of the club at my mixtape release party while I'm hitting the J, while I'm taking pictures with my fans who paid to be here, bitch. Nobody asked you to come here. You here because they thought they would need you. Nobody needs you. You just lingering around.
This is you talking to the cops.
Yeah, trying to ruin somebody's night.
Like, nobody wants you here. The cops are like, it doesn't matter.
Like, security in the club be bad enough. Them niggas be really thinking they got to, like, whole motherfucking, like, bitch, I tased you. Boy, what the fuck is you going to do? You're not going to do nothing. Niggas not going to do nothing. These nigga fans, though, hell yeah. He jumped right in front of the car.
Really?
Then he added me on Twitter. It was like, gang in this bitch. I was like, yo, I fuck with you.
That's
like,
cool
I,
that you could have a big international you. Gang that you don't even know who they are, but they just are rocking with you.
I mean, numerous times I've been like so fucked up in the club. My boyfriend's just like, we still got like 3 bottles. Like, who on bottle? Give one to the fan. That's a lifelong fan.
You're in the club. Do you just feel like it's okay for you to just get fucked up? Or do you feel like you kind of got to hold it together because you don't want like a fan to see you, like, and you're off 8 Zans and you're drunk?
I don't do Zans.
Oh, okay.
I don't do Zans. I don't drink lean, but I don't be off no super drunk shit. You know your limits. I know my limits.
But I've been in the club so drunk, and then a fan will like take a Snapchat with me, and I see it later. I'm like, oh. It's funny as fuck, which is all good for me.
You know,
but if I was like Drake and I was on camera and some kid Snapchat looking like that, that's how I feel too. I'm soaking through the shirt and shit.
I'd be like, yeah, bitch, turn up, wet as fuck. Motherfuckers like, y'all at a phone party? What the fuck is going on in there?
Hey, you mentioned like watching makeup tutorials and shit like that. Do you have any like girl YouTubers that you fuck with hard that you watch their videos and stuff?
Yes, I do.
All these little Asian girls making tutorials and stuff. It's a whole scene out there, man.
I like She's Lulu. Uh-huh. I like, what's the other girl name? She's on my Instagram.
Jeffree Star. I like him. His videos are funny. I watched a video of him doing his boyfriend's makeup, and it was super weird.
Isn't he like racist?
He did have a thing.
Yeah.
So I guess you're right. let's excommunicate him.
Black girls be like. No, girl, he's racist. I'm not with that.
Okay,
shit.
Good. Yeah. Jeffree Star's X'd out.
Well, there goes makeup. I can say brands that I love because really I don't look at the makeup artists. I look at the palettes and the colors.
Mm-hmm. But you're rapping, celebrating makeup, but do you ever feel like it's kind of oppressive? Like, you know, the idea that you have to like spend all this time in front of the mirror to leave the house in order to look a certain way?
Cause in my song, I say no makeup on and I can still take your place. Cause I have no makeup on right now. Like I have highlighter on.
Yeah. You don't.
And my eyebrows slightly filled in. Like I'm not promoting that you need to look like cake face every time you leave the house. But just remind these bitches, like, hold up, like, you might catch me somewhere, and I might look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you might look on my Instagram and say, oh, this bitch don't look like da-da-da, or feel how everyone feel. But know that when it's my events and my people are coming out paying for me, I'm going to look bomb. And that's just how it goes. No wig, fake, slime back, no fucking, like, none of that shit. Like, I'm going to look as A1 as I possibly can. For the sake of my fans, I would never have them worshiping a weird looking bitch on stage. Mm-hmm. That look wild, like bitch on. That's who you got your phone out for. Should I look goofy as fuck? Like,
you want more for your fans.
Exactly. I want
no dusty rappers.
Yeah, like I want them to see something like clean and just sexy, raw, hard trap shit, but it's still like. Yeah, like, good vibes.
That is the thing with your music is you're saying some of the most gutter shit, but then the beats a lot of times sound so like, you know, childlike and fun. And then you got the guns and the video and you're just super, you're like gangster as fuck, but you're over this fun background.
It's
music.
Juxtaposition.
There you go. That's a great, great vocabulary word.
Yeah, definitely that. That's what it is. It's just you put shit that doesn't belong in places where people don't think it should go. Like, there shouldn't be a little light-skinned girl in the trap with ponytails and an AR-15. This should not be going on. Who let this happen? That's what the comments be like. What the fuck is this? And you're just like, that's what I wanted. Exactly, like, same for popping. Like, it's like, where are you? Mm-hmm. Where are you? Who are you talking about? What is going on? Those questions make people want to keep watching it. They want to look at your last video. They want to look at your next video. Mm-hmm. They want to see, is she going to keep doing this? Is she going to keep doing that? Is this going to go deeper into the beef? Mm-hmm. Is this song about the beef? Is this even a beef? Like, what's the fuck? Like, oh, what's up, nigga?
Oh, shout out to a person from a label that she is working with. Are you signed? No? Okay. Have you met with labels? Have you worked with any labels?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my right hand man right here.
Walking in with Saw Baby merch on, you fucker. Anyway. Yeah, but so what do you think about the label thing?
Oh, that hoodie is sweet as fuck.
Yeah.
What do I think about the label thing? Like, what do you mean?
Like, do you think that that's a good move for you? Do you think that the labels have a lot to offer somebody like you?
I think they do have a lot to offer. I mean, a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. I'm not from California. I'm not from a place where music is strong where I'm from. Mm-hmm. I'm not ever going to discredit them. It is very strong. It is so much shit that we start and it either gets taken or remixed mm-hmm. and ran with. And I just feel like where I'm from is so many people trying to get out that it's not necessary. We haven't necessarily formed a ladder mm-hmm. of success. It's like a disconnect because they support you. And then once you get to the point where you're doing too much, mm-hmm. it's almost like, I'm not fucking with her no more. She doing too much. She everywhere now. She Hollywood. That's how they want to act. But if you continue doing this shit like how I be doing, like, not going in the club acting like a superstar. Mm-hmm. Not going in the club acting like, yeah, money on me. Like, nah, these is my people. These are my fans. These are my, you know what I'm saying? If a bitch comes to the club and she want a problem, that's just karma, bitch. You're not going to get what you're looking for because nobody is going like that. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody going like that in the club. They here to see their favorite artist. Some niggas be with that like, oh, shit, they about to sleep her. Like, bruh. I'm not with that. Mm-hmm. And that shit is not going to happen. So right. I don't think about that when I go in the club. I think, damn, look at all these people that paid because they see my fucking name on a flyer. Oh, yeah, we about to tee up. Like, we about to champagne shower. Y'all want some champagne? Y'all, bitches, y'all want to come on the stage? Like, y'all want to fuck with me? Like, that's how you treat them. That's how you stay humble. That's how you keep their love. That's how you keep reminding them, like, yo, all this shit going on, but I will never forget. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all,
you gotta have that appreciation.
Yeah, I never forget nothing that I was taught or nothing about the culture where I'm from and how people act. Like, people always be like, yes, yeah, it's crabs in a barrel and motherfuckers just out to get each other, and that may be true, but that's why you gotta get out and network before you start making like lifelong friends right. and like putting so much work into people who are in the same position as you. Nah, you gotta like go out of the box and go out of your comfort zone and get to know these other people, these other cultures, these mm-hmm. other places. That's how your music is constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. Can't stay in one place, like, can't. And that's the only reason why I be like, you know, going so many different places. I wanna see this shit. I wanna see my fans, my people. You can relate to my shit, I fuck with you.
Do you believe that you could be like the one who really puts on for your area to a level that like nobody really has before?
You know what? I'm going to put my big girl pants on. I'm going to say, yeah, bro, because I feel like I have a strong following. And mm-hmm. I mean that in, like I said, the most humble way. Like, I have a very strong following where I'm from, and I just want to make them proud. Mm-hmm. And I just want to keep that shit going. Like, just, that's it.
I think you got it. I believe in you. I'm a big believer already. Even before this interview, I was like, the music's dope. But after this conversation, I'm like, you know what? She's got it.
I've got
They're going to love her. Once you're on, like, you know, the Jimmy Kimmel fucking show or something.
That would be awesome. That Jimmy Kimmel's tight. Funny as fuck.
Yeah. You're going to bring the bear? Where'd you get that bear anyway? Well, now he's magical, apparently.
It's came like, to life. Honestly, I don't want to tell people. Right. Because bitches be biting, mm-hmm. just like Tyson. Bitches about to be tattooing Gucci glasses on themselves. Mm-hmm. And calling themselves Trap Levine instead of Trap Levine just because they want to be different. No, I got the bag from a company that I love. I love them so fucking much. They've actually sent me a few things, but I'm still not going to tell y'all broke ass bitches the name. Ha!
I like
you
that.
You thought like shit, bitch. Ha!
I feel like I learned a lot in this interview. I learned that there's a wig hustle. It's and I think fucking, that's pretty cool.
It's a wig trap.
The weave. Is it a wig or a weave? Like, do you do both?
Yes, you could do a lace front sew-in.
Okay. And so wait, when
we can get versatile.
When I hear lace front, what is that exactly?
Lace front is you got your hair braided back, you got a wig cap, you cut the wig cap,
okay.
kind of creating your hairline push back, put the glue like that.
I seen this in your vlog.
In front, exactly, yes. Like right in front of your hairline. Lay the wig, make the baby hairs real, and it's from here, it's just here. And then it goes to like right here.
Okay.
And then you just put, you have the sew-in and shit, so it lasts longer. You just can't take it off.
Right.
You know? But with a wig, you can take the shit off. Mm-hmm. With a lace frontal, though, like a full lace frontal, you probably can't take it off because you got glue in the back. It's like, it looks like it's growing out of your hair. And my fucking hairstylist is the bomb. Shout out Allura Moore. She's that bitch. Like, mm-hmm. she's fucking amazing. She's the goddess of optical illusion. She's fucking
wow, what a compliment.
But, like, ever since I started working with her, I've had, a newfound love for hair. She really bout her shit, and she really taught me a lot that I didn't know. And I didn't know certain tricks you can do and certain looks you can pull off. It's just, it's crazy. I love it. It's like you get a different wig, you're a different person. Wow. Different personality, different way you carry yourself. Like, you got short hair, you're carefree, fun bitch. You got a bun, you chill. You got 30 inches, you up in the motherfucker brushing that bitch. Like, hey, y'all.
Yeah. Ooh, you're brushing probably, in public,
you,
that's
you
hard.
You probably won't even speak to nobody.
Yeah.
Because they're going to speak to you. They're going to be like, bitch, damn, I love your hair.
Everyone
like,
only talks about the hair.
You know what's crazy? I feel like half the people that come up to me to compliment me about my hair don't even realize I'm a rapper until right. they're like, oh, wait, oh, my God, oh, shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
I still get a lot of people who come up to me to talk about tattoos that have no idea that I do anything. Like, oh, did those hurt? I'm like, oh, I want to kill myself.
I've done so much to get here.
And I am still just a piece of meat with tattoos to you. God damn it.
No, you're not just a piece of meat with tattoos.
That's so you sweet.
You have like a deeper thing going. Like,
I thought you were
going
to say a deep voice, which that's cool. So who do you want to shout out? Who do you need to thank? And what do you have coming for the people?
Who do I have to shout out? Shout out my mama. Shout out my mama. No. Sorry, mom. This shout out's not for you. This shout out's for my manager. Shout out everybody fucking with the Sugar Trap. Shout out everybody who is fucking with Tales of Taco Bella. Sugar Trap 2 is going to be fucking lit. I cannot wait for y'all to hear that shit. I cannot wait. That shit's going to go crazy. Keep your ears open, though, because it is some different shit. It's not like off the wall, but it is very different. I'm working harder, trying all types of shit. So just, you know, grow with me. Don't be afraid to try some new shit with me. This interview was turned. Like,
this was fun. We got deep,
fun.
Right?
We did get deep.
You were like, I don't know what to expect. I'm like, don't worry, I got you. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I was like.
Because you pull up in front of the store. I got all these hoodlums with me and stuff. Everybody's,
I didn't look like hoodlums.
Okay. Yeah, they're nerds compared to what you're used to probably. You're really in the trenches.
Nah.
Compared to Q the Fool, they look like a bunch of pussies.
I mean, that's just.
That's everybody.
Yeah, like, that's kind of like everybody. Like,
you got that little hat just, thing. That, for some reason.
A koofy.
Yeah, that's, oh, that is a koofy, right? Yeah, that's intimidating to me.
That's a what the fuck?
I see that. I'm like, oh, this is a serious guy. I'm not playing with him.
This nigga is crazy. I have so much love for Cutiful. I just tweeted last night, high as fuck. Like, this nigga is inspirational. Look, real shit. I got in a suit with Q not too long ago. And I was in there with this nigga, like, listening to him record, watching how easy this shit was coming out. And I could not get in the studio for, like, until I came out here. It just was like, damn, bro, damn.
Like, he's good as hell in the
studio?
He's
good as fuck. I mean, he could talk about anything. Mm-hmm. He could talk about anything. He could talk about, like, somebody looking at him from across the room. He could talk about shoes. He just off the top. And he's one of those people I think he's a genius.
When he said we're really killing people, this shit ain't cool, addicted to Molly, put it in my food, I was like, okay, I love him. That's all I needed to know.
What about, like, guns and bales, Glocks and scales? I'm a shooter, bitch. I might go to hell. That's a secret that I never would tell. Good guys, nigga, come take a smell.
Oh my god, amazing.
Flex on him.
Trap shine music is alive.
Him. Gas on deck. Let me grind on him. Yeah. Go amazing. Listen to that Rich Shooter. Go listen to that shit. And go listen to Tales of Taco Bell.
Also, can I give you one more iCarly fact before we finish?
Yes.
Gibby from iCarly, He was on this podcast. I know him. You want him, like, in your video? I could probably make it happen.
Get the fuck out of here. You're playing.
I'm plugged up. I swear to God.
FaceTime him.
Noah Monk. I swear to God I'll FaceTime him.
Noah Monk. Yep. That's his real name. Mm-hmm.
He makes fucking beats and shit, too. He's good.
Yo, you're playing with me.
I swear on my life.
Yo, you're fucking playing with me.
I am not.
You're playing with me.
I'm so not.
You need to show me before
I will. I will show you, for sure. Okay. So, hey, this has been fun. I think everybody out there is going to love Rico Nasty after this.
I think it's like we don't want to leave each other. We're just like.
We can keep hanging out. We're all out here. We're posted.
Yeah, we are posted. I'm going to finish smoking.
Like a damn mailbox. Anyway, this is Ben. No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Go check out Rico Nasty right now. SoundCloud, YouTube, et cetera, Instagram, Twitter, all that shit.
Yeah.
Pia.
Yeah.
Bang.
Bang. I'm balling like an athlete, but got no